This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to the Vince Quinn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So let's finally, I've pretty much dodged this for a while now. Let's talk preseason football, shall we? A couple of things that actually stand out to me. One, Zach Wilson had a really nice pass tonight. He had this one play where he drops back. He's kind of on the left side. Nobody's open. He runs around. He goes to the right side. He throws it deep down the field on the run. Hits an open. I think it was Corey Davis on the play. It's a big throw for him. And you go, oh, wow, that's really nice. And on some level, it is. It's a nice play. It's a nice throw. It's nice to see he's got the physical ability. That's part of what makes him appealing. He's just a great athlete. If you haven't heard this before, people have called him Mormon Mahomes, which is a hilarious nickname. Whoever came up with Mormon Mahomes has not been paid enough. Great work by you. Whether or not he's even remotely close to Mahomes is neither here nor there. I really don't care about it. Calling him Mormon Mahomes is funny. Now, here's the thing. You look at the stat line, 9 of 11, 128 yards, two touchdowns in the preseason. You go, okay, well, this is something, you know, he's a high pick in the draft. This is number two. Yes, this is good. Let's see what he's got. Looks like he's figuring it out. Here's the thing. He's playing against the backups in Green Bay. They didn't play starters. They played two defensive starters. So making the throw, it's like, all right, well, if the starters are out there, is that throw even open? If he makes that throw against the starters, does he get picked off? I don't know. You're not blitzing in the preseason. It's hard to get excited about it. And for me, I like Zach Wilson. I like the pick for the Jets. I think it makes sense for them. It was a good get with Trevor Lawrence off the board. I've got no problems with it. I love Trey Lance. I think Fields is a great prospect. I would have taken Zach Wilson as the next guy after Lawrence. I've been on that spot for a long time. But as much as I want to get excited, it's just hard for me to do it because of all the circumstances around it. You're not hiding coverage. You're not blitzing. Again, the backups are in. So it's just, if it feels like a false level of success. And when you deal with a guy like this, a young guy going to a bad team that's been bad for a long time, looking to turn things around, you put all this pressure on the quarterback. A preseason game is something that's like, oh, we look good in the preseason. You know, you build these sky-high hopes, and on some level, you set guys up to fail because this just isn't representative of actual football. That's why most of the starters don't play anymore. It's not even worth it. You have the joint practice, you do it then. How did he look in the joint practices? Did they have joint practices? Like, that's where you take more of the value than the game itself at this point. That's just how the NFL has changed. So that's one of those things that I can't get too up for it. You know, single game performance, rookie quarterback going against the backups. But it is funny to say that because On the other hand, Baltimore's now won 19 straight preseason games. And you know what? That tells you something. That tells you something about the Baltimore Ravens. And actually, Nick, if you scroll through the stuff, I should have done this during the commercial break, but hey, I'm the weekend overnight guy. This is what you get. So in there, there's a John Harbaugh cut. Baltimore Post, John Harbaugh, and he talks about the win streak. Just let me know when you find it. No pressure. Oh, you got it? All right, so let's fire this off. John Harbaugh talking about 19 straight preseason wins.
You know, I mean, there's going to be people that are going to say this doesn't mean anything, and, you know, there's going to be people that are going to look at it and say, wow, that's something. So I think everything is something. You know, I'm of the belief that everything has meaning in life.
So there you go. Nice level of optimism from John Harbaugh, which I generally agree with. But 19 preseason wins in a row is something. It is something, because here's the thing. Look at the Ravens. Look at who the Ravens are, right? If this was a team that, yeah, they won 19 straight, but also they're, I don't know, the Houston Texans, like what they are right now, you know? Okay, well, that's not exactly exciting. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Lions, You know, it doesn't really mean anything in that case. If the team's average, if the team's bad, the Ravens are great. I'll tell you. The Ravens are one of the few franchises in football that, if you could be a fan of, like, talking about it earlier, investing, if you had dollars to put on a team with the idea that you think they're going to be good every year, say you signed a 10-year contract and you want to say, okay, I'm going to advertise for 10 years with a football team, or I'm going to be a fan of a team for 10 years, who's going to give me the best odds of being competitive every year in the playoffs, maybe deep in the playoffs, winning the division, MVP chances, whatever it is, elite defense? That's the Ravens every year. Every year. Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson, it doesn't matter. What was his name? The Trent Dilfer. It doesn't matter. The Baltimore Ravens are a machine. They're a franchise that consistently drafts well, coaches well, wins games, executes. Like, they do everything well. It's amazing on some level that the Baltimore Ravens are not picked apart every single year. How it's just every executive, scout, coach in the building just disappears and is a head coach. Like, John Harbaugh should have a monster coaching tree at this point. I don't know how big it is. It should be enormous. Because that team is incredible. And you should want some of that. For the Ravens to win 19 consecutive preseason games, tying an NFL record, that's a healthy franchise. They have depth. They draft. They identify talent. Culture is good. All those different things that go into a great team, a great franchise. The Ravens have that. Like, they're so smart. They're so well run. On some level, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of them. I'm an Eagles fan. They won a Super Bowl in 2017. It was a couple of years ago. But you know what? The Eagles stink. From the moment they won that Super Bowl, they've stunk. Injuries, bad quarterback play, terrible drafting, bad contracts, all sorts of stuff. They've got every problem that a franchise could have. Just drama. Every problem a franchise could have. The Ravens, smooth sailing, smooth, every year. Every year, you can bet the Ravens, if they're not in the playoffs, they're missing it the last week of the season. They are that good all the time. There's nothing better you can ask for. And so, yeah, you can go, hey, well, it's not, you know, it's all these preseason games. And, you know, generally, I would agree with you on something like that. But when it comes to this, when it comes to 19 straight, now that they've done it, that is no joke. 18 would have been no joke. That's multiple years of backup, second string, third string, fourth string, guys that are never going to play in the NFL again, identifying them, calling the right plays, coaching them properly as best you can, and winning. Without the deep game plans, just the very basics of, is our franchise more talented, better coached, more fundamentally sound? That's what the preseason's all about. They do those things. Phenomenal coaching, phenomenal drafting, all that different stuff. Just what a franchise. Really. Like, I love that stat. I love that record. I hope they set the record. They deserve it. Because it's teams like them, you know, because for New England, I think Belichick is the greatest. Like, you just see what he's done at the NFL year in and year out. It's undeniable how great he is. Now, people have questions about him after Tom Brady. If you want, you can. I don't. But what is it going to look like? Do they hit on Mac Jones? Does he have to try another quarterback after this? Or is the team still pretty good, but he's holding them back? Like, I kind of wonder. It's going to be a little bit different of a transitional phase. And trying to evaluate how great the franchise is and all of the drafting and the contracts and all that kind of stuff. It's going to look a little different without Brady. They're just going to be, it's a different filter to look at the Patriots through. For the Ravens, you've seen it. You've seen it for a long time. And they're just always great. So small thing, silly thing to some, forgettable thing to most. To me, it's exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.